right, and we're back. Welcome to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and hit that notification bell so you'll be notified every time we drop these breaking news on you. Also, hit that if you want to support this truth, you know what I'm saying? The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND. That's Illuminati Radio Fund on the Cash App. All right, so what we have in the news today, R. Kelly's lawyer is reneging on him. Let's go ahead and hear this.
R. Kelly's lawyer requests to be taken off the case ahead of the federal trial. Two lead attorneys who have been working with R. Kelly have requested to withdraw from the embattled singer's upcoming federal sex trafficking case in Brooklyn just 2 months before it's set up to start. WLS/TV reports attorney Stephen Greenberg and Michael Leonard filed documents to withdraw, which had yet to be approved on Monday.
You know why? You know why they withdraw? Lawyers don't like to go into something they know they're going to lose. Especially with this being a high-profile case. You know what I'm saying? And if these lawyers lose a case, that's like a mark on their law firm. Who's going to have them represent them, you know what I'm saying, in any other case if you lost the... If you lost the R. Kelly case. But on the other hand, this goes to show you that, you know what I'm saying, they done with R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I got to give credit where credit is due. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know what I'm saying, on R. Kelly's side. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, bashing R. Kelly. He made some good music back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And especially his Trapped in the Closet MTV series. You know what I'm saying? Right. He made some good content. But then he also was a sick individual. You know what I'm saying? And notice right before this incident happened, you know what I'm saying? He made two. And look at this. He made two songs that heavily influenced and got into the subconscious of millions of old folks around the world. First song is Happy People. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to England and you find out what the word happy means gay. Mm-hmm. So, when you are singing about happy people, they even made dances. Every time that song came on in a club, all the old folks got up and started dancing. Happy mm-hmm. people means gay people. Do you understand when that name, when that chorus goes into your mental and then goes into your subconscious, it descrambles itself to being what it really means. Gay. So now, if you're wondering why most of these older folks is condoning homosexuality and is condoning the way, you know what I'm saying, if their daughters come out a lesbian, saying that they're a lesbian, and the parents condone it, if the son come out gay and the parents condone it, well, this was ordained for this to happen. See, it's a war over your mind. The New World Order is a war over your mind. They don't care too much about your body. They want your mind, because if you can get control of the minds of the people, you control the world. I'm gonna give you an example. You have Jim Jones. Jim Jones had the mind of his flock. He had the mind of his flock so much that he had his whole flock go to some country in Africa and had that whole flock drink some red cyanide. Mm. And the whole flock killed themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Happy people means gay people. And that's why that song was in heavy rotation. And step in the name of love. Love who? Love everybody. The same agenda that they pushing in the world today. Everybody, God loves everybody. Love everybody. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter your race, your color, your creed. It doesn't matter if you a dinosaur come back from the Stone Age. We got to love that dinosaur. Really? The dinosaurs was not created from the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Dinosaurs were not created from the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Alligators was not created from the Most High. I don't care how much you got one of them as pets. Crocodiles was not created from the Most High. That's the last of the dinosaur species. But go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, these Jewish lawyers, you know what I'm saying? They got the word. They got the word from the elite. Yo, pull back, yo. Pull back off that case, you know what I'm saying? That man is done. You can stick a fork in him. You know what I'm saying? We done with him. You know what I'm saying? We don't need him no more. We got these new brain-dead young slaves to influence the people now.
They got their reasons for why they withdraw.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Our reasons for withdrawal are significant, and it is impossible. And on our belief for us to be able to continue to properly represent Mr. Kelly under the current circumstances, Greenberg wrote in the U.S. District Judge Ann Donnell, the two Chicago-based attorneys also said they are willing to serve as effective standby counsel if it's deemed necessary to by the court. The request comes on the heels of Greenberg and Leonard reported having disagreement with the other attorneys that are on the team that's defending Kelly. We refuse to try a case with lawyers who don't have the appropriate level of experience and skill, because that is not in the client's best interest. The two attorneys said in a statement that was provided to TMZ, it is a shame that lawyers can't suppress their own ego or self-interest and do or act in the client's best interest. Kelly is also represented by attorney Douglas Anton Thomas.
Oh, Lord, he's done. Wait a minute. Name that attorney again.
Okay, they say he also represented by somebody named Douglas Anton.
You hear that name, right?
Yes.
When you hear that name, what race is that name?
Now that Douglas sound like a black attorney.
Yeah, he's fried. He's done.
The next one is Thomas.
He's done.
Thomas for Greenwood now. Nicole is a female too. Nicole Becker. Those attorneys told TMZ that Mr. Kelly terminated both lawyers prior to filing their motion. We terminated them.
Now, no offense to all you other black attorneys out there, because when I was, you know what I'm saying, down in Georgia and when they raided my restaurant and everything, I had got a black attorney. He was a good attorney. Shout out to Calvin Edwards Jr., you know what I'm saying, about 6'7" tall attorney, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. He's in private practice now. He does lawsuits and stuff like that. He done moved on up the corporate ladder, but he still, you know what I'm saying, I think he still does criminal defense also. But yeah, he's a great lawyer. Shout out to Calvin Edwards Jr. All them other black attorneys, I don't know, I can't speak for you all. I ain't never had none of you all represent me. Go ahead.
Okay, Kelly's New York trial is scheduled to start on August the 9th. They have a date. August the 9th.
August the 9th, June, July.
They said it's scheduled to start now.
Okay, so 8/9/21. 8/9/21. Yeah. What year did the well, no. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? R. Kelly is, and I told you guys back in, I believe it was 2017 or like the ending of 2016. You know what I'm saying? When he was having an argument with his baby's mama, you know what I'm saying? His kid's mother. He was having an argument on, and he took it to social media too. You know what I'm saying? Crying, talking about they won't let him. You know what I'm saying? See his daughter and this and that. Everything was about his daughter. And I did the video on YouTube, and I said that see, he got to sacrifice that girl. He got to sacrifice that girl. That's what they arguing over. And look,
yeah, I remember you teaching that. I was part of the group.
Yeah, they was. You know what I'm saying? They was fighting over that. You know what I'm saying? The mama wouldn't let him see that. The mama wouldn't let him see his daughter. And look at this. Just a year later, being that he didn't sacrifice that woman. Because his daughter's a woman now. Being that he didn't sacrifice that woman, they started to crack down on him. Then he put out a damn 13-minute long song talking about I confess. Notice it was 13 minutes long. 13 represents ritual. I confess, and he was confessing to how he couldn't read a lick, and you know what I'm saying? He was talking about, oh, he was molested. You notice when a Negro get into trouble, everything is wrong with him. Everybody's against him. It's all of a sudden everybody else's problem, and the Negro's the victim. You notice that, right? Look at Suge Knight. When Suge Knight was out of jail, he was the biggest, the baddest bully in damn, I guess, the music industry. Soon as he get locked up, every time you turn on the news, oh, Suge Knight said he got cancer. Oh, he's blind out of one eye. Oh, he got diabetes. He's this, he's that. Suge Knight got everything wrong with him. But yet, when he was on the street, he didn't have nothing wrong with him.
He had a big old baby.
Yeah. The same thing with R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? When R. Kelly was free making that damn music and molesting and holding women, you know what I'm saying, as sex slaves, nothing was wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? He would get on live laughing and joking. As soon as he get locked up, everything wrong with him. And you know, that's the same thing with you little niggas today. You know what I'm saying? Y'all big and bad on the street. Y'all Bloods and Crips and Nyectas and all of this. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all playing 10-card mollies and all of this other stuff. But as soon as y'all get locked up, y'all calling your mama, Mom, can you send me some money and put on my books? Nigga, you was making money on the block. Where's that at? Why you gotta call your mama for? Your mama, you know what I'm saying? You should have seen the way your mama was working for a living, and you should have followed suit, and you should have got your dumb ass a job and worked for a living. But you get in, mama, can you come visit me? Oh, now you need somebody to come visit you, huh? You know what I'm saying? Now, and you get mad when your people don't come visit you. Hey, you got yourself in jail. They didn't get you in jail. You know what I'm saying? Why do they have to take time out of their day to travel all the way to a prison and get searched? You know what I'm saying? And just to see your dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? That's Negroes for you. You know what I'm saying? It was all good. I'm just giving it an example of when I was in the county jail. I was working in the kitchen, and my the CEO that was over us in the kitchen, she said, "It ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun." that was the old saying. "It ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun." You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but that's the thing is, you know what I'm saying, niggas too busy crying victim, you know what I'm saying, when the rabbit got the gun.
And until he got caught.
Yeah.
As long as he ain't got caught, he was fine. And he basically put it in his song. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping grinding. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Something, you know?
Yeah, old pedophile songs.
What he put it out there, what he was about. Come on.
Yeah, old pedophile song, peeing on women. Don't nobody want you to pee on them.
Stop it. Oh, when it came out, that thing tripped me out. I said, oh, my, whoa.
What type of mess was that? And the women got to be straight up retarded to even have you do that type of stuff to them.
And I got to be thinking about Chappelle when he put, you know, did it on his sketch.
Yeah.
It was in court, he was peeing on the judge. Peeing on the lawyers. I was like, Lord,
yeah, that's man. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Then you know what I'm saying? The first time he got out, you know what I'm saying? That was a ritual in itself. Then you wanna sit there and get on your songs and cry, "Sweet Sadie, don't you know we love you?" No, that was his grandmama or mama he was talking about. What happened to your mama, Mr. R. Kelly? Mm-hmm. You want to sit there and sing about it on track and on record. Anyway, they, you know what I'm saying? They done with R. Kelly. And you notice, soon as R. Kelly got locked up, you know what I'm saying, the two girls that really, you know what I'm saying, he was holding, you know what I'm saying, as sex slaves, now they want to get their own platform and come out and everything. But when their parents was trying to get them from R. Kelly, their parents was having a hard time getting them from R. Kelly because they wouldn't come.
They wouldn't leave.
They wouldn't leave.
Now that all this thing came out, now they sitting in front of a camera telling a whole different story.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, they was brainwashed. No, they wasn't.
They tried to blame the parents. You know they were trying to blame the parents.
Yeah, they were trying to blame the parents.
That wasn't the case, because every time the parent went to get this particular daughter, because they showed it on TV. She comes in, she was fine, she ain't being all kidnapped. She heard about her own free will. So they felt like that was a fake interview. She was forced to do that in front of a camera, da-da-da-da, and she, her body language was saying something else, rough, and regardless of what she was saying out her mouth. They were just trying to twist this all the way around on them parents. And the parents did get on there and told their story. They were trying to get her.
Exactly. And plus, you had the cameras on you. The parents had the media on their side. So if the two girls wanted to leave R. Kelly, they could have left R. Kelly because the media is watching them. So if R. Kelly do something stupid, he would have got, you know what I'm saying, demonized even more because the media was on the parents' side.
And they were getting threats to the parents because of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? R. Kelly's not innocent. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, want to say, oh, R. Kelly, they railroaded him. No, R. Kelly know what he was doing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you locked up. You did the crime. Do the time. Like the CO, you know what I'm saying? The CO that was when I was in the county jail in Douglas County, Miss Goggins. That's her name. Miss Goggins, who ran the kitchen. She said, "It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun." Shout out to Miss Goggins. Wonder if she's still working in the kitchen. She had us pure drag session. I'm talking, you talking about cleaning the walls with a damn toothbrush. That's pure drag session.
Yeah,
But you know what I'm saying, it was a lesson learned, and you know what I'm saying, I don't have no hard feelings against her, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you gotta do that stuff to break a nigga down, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, because you got these niggas are hard headed, they need a hard labor.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, they need discipline.
Yes they do.
You know, but
charges of racketeering, sexual exploitation of a child, forced labor, kidnapping, enticement, and bribery. R. Kelly, who is also facing sexual abuse charges in Chicago, has been held in custody at the Metropolitan Correctional Center while waiting trial.
And
that's the end of that report, but they got something in a block talking about related, talking about R. Kelly associate pleads guilty for setting fire to accuser's SUV. R. Kelly association pleads guilty to bribing witnesses not to testify.
Affiliate stories, other stories that is related to that. Yeah.
But you know what, Kate Shaw had another criticized talking about wishing R. Kelly was free.
Who said that?
No, to be on Love and Hip Hop, K. Michelle.
K. Michelle. Oh.
The one who changes her hair color all the time.
Well, K. Michelle is, she's a big fat ritual her damn self. You know what I'm saying? She need to go sit her don't know what gender she want to be ass down somewhere. That's what she need to be. She'll know she want to be a reptilian, a reptile, or a human.
You ain't never
lie. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up, people, for this Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that notification bell so that you can be notified when we drop these podcasts, news reports. And if you want to support this truth, you can do so, but the Cash App is Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND Fund. And don't forget our Bible study classes. It's on Facebook. Go to 90.1 Israelite Radio on Facebook. You can catch our live Bible study classes. And also, you can join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. And I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you all.